Yo, yo!
Why?
Em, you're up.
Why? You guys are on the show.
We have a special guest.
Well, we all did.
Emily didn't say anything.
You're not going to say hello.
Because I'm not always going to be on the podcast.
Brian?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
All right, when this blows up one day, Emily and Brian aren't going
to
be.
I know. They're going to be so jealous that they never jumped on to gravy train, as they say in dog speak.
Gravy train rolling into the hizzy, as Emily would say.
This could be the last podcast. I'll be doing one solo.
If we keep tossing the word hizzy around. All right.
So anyway, you want to talk about Charles?
So, all right. First thing that I want to talk about is the fact that I think I heard from the GM of my team that some guys are feeling hurt this week and might be riding the pine in the Savini family showdown this week.
Oh, yeah?
Some backups might be playing.
I think that I smell some fear, Brian, in his voice. Either that or Emily or one of the dogs passed gas. But
and this is all speculation. This is just what I heard. So,
well,
haven't had a full-on meeting yet, a staff meeting.
I think that would be wrong. I think that the commissioner should be brought up and you should be kicked out of the league. Because I think you're afraid to play Kevin. I mean, you're afraid to play Brian and me. You're not afraid to play Kevin, because Kevin's team, let's face it, sucks.
Styling and profiling.
Yeah, that could be the worst nickname of any team. Well, like, really, what does that mean? I mean, it's not a racist name like Juju. You know what I mean? It's just kind of a boring name.
Is he racially profiling, though? Because his name is Styling and Profiling. Like, is that racial profiling?
I think it's kind of like a Mark Furman type of thing.
I don't know who that is.
You know, Mark Furman was in the O.J. Simpson.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of, I should be doing some podcast with somebody my own age.
Yeah.
Of course, somebody my own age is sleeping over there right now, so that would be wrong. So, but yeah, I think that would be complete bullshit. But I do know that you are in first place, and Emily's in second place.
Ayo.
Oh, now you'd speak. And then Warren's in third, and Kevin is in fourth. But the biggest game of the week is between me and Brian, I think.
How do you feel about the matchup? Are you feeling pretty confident?
I actually feel pretty good about the matchup. I didn't feel really good last week about my matchup against a 12-year-old, which was kind of sad. But I'm feeling pretty good. Actually, you know, even after Brian, you know, with his incident at the train station, I'm feeling even better.
What happened at the train station?
Well, that would be something that Brian would like to tell you, but I think it would be a little embarrassing right now to tell. But let's just say that he checked something off his bucket list.
Oh, was there action involved? It wasn't just like this individual coming up to him and saying something? Did Brian acted on that?
Remember how we said the gravy train in the beginning of the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was the gravy train, so.
I wish Brian would come defend himself.
Brian is a loser, and he's afraid of me, because I'm going to beat him. And then I'm going to make the playoffs, and then I will pull the upset of all upsets. I'm going to beat your team.
Okay.
And then after that, I will beat Emily's team. And
how
then
is beating me an upset of all upsets?
Because, no, I said, no, beating your team is nothing. Beating Evan's team is the upset of all upsets.
I beat Evan's team.
Well,
he did, in fact. Brian, you got to come defend yourself.
See, he's not. He's afraid. He
said something about packing gravy in the airport.
I know.
And it was a train station.
The train station.
So he's not disagreeing with the packing part. It's just
nothing
where it
about
happened.
The packing.
Yeah,
just
where it
location.
Happened. Yes.
All right. So gravy got packed, and he beat
and
my
it's
team.
It's Thanksgiving tomorrow, which is very
I am excited about that. My favorite holiday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Christmas is a close second. Everyone loves Christmas, but tomorrow, like, you know, dinner, family, spending time with family and friends, watching football, relaxing.
My favorite holiday is Arbor Day. It is. It's
what's the reasoning for that?
Well, because without trees, we wouldn't have paper. You know what I mean? And then without paper, you wouldn't have greeting cards. And without greeting cards, you wouldn't be able to tell somebody how you really felt about them. And then they would never know. And then you would, like, never speak to them.
Right. You couldn't tell. You
die
can't
a lonely
tell
person. Yeah, so that's why Arbor Day is the best day.
I guess you could tell them, but without the trees, you wouldn't be able to breathe in order to be able to tell them.
This is true.
So, all in all, Arbor Day is the best holiday.
What do you think, Emily? Emily, what do you think is your favorite? What do you think?
I personally like Christmas.
Oh, that's the most boring holiday of all.
Well, it's really the only holiday that makes
money.
No.
Well, makes you or breaks you?
No. That, like, brings everyone together. Like, everyone.
Because
it's hard for Thanksgiving because, you know, I mean, you could do a bunch of different Christmas stuff.
All right, so let's
stuff.
Go to our picks because, okay. Yeah, that's just...
This is bad. Our picks this for, is bad content.
Well, Emily, I guess Emily, what we could do is...
Emily's kicked off officially, I think?
I think she should. She really is not really...
Adding much here.
All right, before we go any further, we need to talk about the green bean casserole. I'm not trying to kill anyone this time. We are using 4 cans of French cut green beans.
Can I interrupt? You said I don't want to kill anybody this time, so that means that you did kill somebody before?
No, I was going to tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Not on purpose, but found out that we were going to, and so we're not going to do that plan.
Okay.
So.
And who were you going to kill?
You.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I don't want to do that though.
Because then you really wouldn't have that good of a podcast then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Because I got no help on the other side.
No, she's worthless. Yeah.
So I think what's gonna set this casserole apart is we're gonna bake it without the French onions on top so they don't get too burnt or crispy, and then put those on for the final 10 minutes of the baking process.
Oh, that's interesting.
To avoid the burnt on them.
Now you said you're gonna be stoned while you're doing this.
Yep. Yes.
He wishes.
Going to use our nice stone dish.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought
stone casserole stone dish, a 9x13 size.
A 9x13.
Yep.
Okay.
Stone bottom. It helps cook the food at a thermo rate, I'm told. I don't know.
Who told you this?
The Stone Company.
The Stone Company?
Yeah, they did. They put out a press release on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Did you hear his voice? His
yep.
voice
cooks kinda,
at yeah. it. He went through puberty in the middle
pardon,
of that sentence.
Pardon
there.
Me.
Yeah.
Cooks the food at a whole 9 degrees higher Fahrenheit than a regular casserole dish.
So basically what you're saying is we're guinea pigs then tomorrow with your stone?
Oh, no. No, this is proven.
It's proven?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Right. I've made many a casserole in this dish before.
No, have you ever made the casserole while you were wearing... women's shoes?
No, that'll be a first tomorrow.
You're going to be doing that tomorrow?
Well, we'll see.
Are you going to wear flats or are you going to wear...
No, I'm probably not women's shoes, but definitely fuzzy socks.
Fuzzy socks?
Yeah.
So, okay. All right.
So.
This should be interesting.
I mean...
I'm glad that I can't...
They're comfortable and they're warm.
Yeah.
And...
this could actually be one of the few times in my life that I'm actually glad that I'm blind. That I won't be able to see you in fuzzy socks.
Hey, you're lost. I don't know what to tell you other than they feel amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're a new person when you slip them on.
Now, who do you feel like when you put these socks on? You said
I feel like me, like a new me.
Oh, not like Keanu Reeves or anything like that. Like it's just a new you.
Em, you should tell your dad about the movie that you just watched with Keanu Reeves and what you thought about it.
Keanu Reeves was over here.
Yep, he was over here. He was in our TV, and we watched The Replacements.
The football movie.
Yeah, it was really good.
Which actually leads us into you replacing your players in a matchup against my son. in order
we
to...
We already talked about that.
I know that, but it just kind of comes full circle, and, yeah. and you weren't really here. You were somewhere else. Even though you were sitting next to us, you were really...
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm just I'm just giving Brian shit.
Well, I don't blame you. You should. He's an asshole.
But
he won't think of this.
Yeah, so essentially, like, you could... I guess if you won this week, would you knock him out?
He would have. Yes, he would be done. Yeah, if I beat him, he would be done.
So it's
and
all
then,
up to you.
Yeah, it's up to me. If I beat him, and then next week I got a tough matchup against Warren G. Which, what the hell is the G
Warren
stand
G
for?
Warren G. Harding.
That's about the only thing that's hard on him. But anyway, hey now.
Hey-o.
But what does the G stand for, though?
This is the best we got for sound effects. We're pretty real low budget on this end.
And they almost missed the high five, I think.
Warren G. Well, Warren G. Harding is a president.
Right, but is that
Warren
what it
G.
stands
is
for?
A rapper.
So he nicknames his team after a rapper?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Okay.
Have to take it up with a man.
I bet he. Never mind. But anyway.
God.
All right, so we have discussed the Savini family showdown.
Yes,
and
which you will win, by the way.
Not a chance.
It all comes down to the playoffs.
Nope.
Well, I predict you're going to win.
Okay,
You've had the best team.
I'll take that.
Emily has had tough breaks. I think you, the last thing I'll say on this, but that you've only had one major injury. Emily had, she drafted a wide receiver that turned out to be like kind of a whack job in Antonio Brown. She drafted another wide receiver that only played one game because he's like built like Mr. Potato Head. And then the Juju boy, you know.
He did shit.
Yeah, and your quarterback got hurt. So, for her to be in, second place right now is pretty impressive.
That's what I'm saying.
Watch out with Emily. But that being said, I still think Emily's going to win. But then what he'll do is he will donate the money to his favorite charity.
And, okay, I'll do that.
Which will be me.
You're a charity case?
I am a charity case. But anyway. Okay.
I guess we'll see about that. I do like the idea of a cool trophy, though.
I do,
for,
too.
For someone to carry around all year.
Absolutely.
Carry around all year?
Yeah, like everywhere you go, you carry that.
Have a little knapsack.
So maybe we'll have to make that happen.
So you guys are going to the Dolphins-Eagles game?
Yep. We are. Oh, Ollie just jumped on me.
Oh, and coming.
Yeah, leaving on Friday, coming back on Monday, but Sunday, 1:00, Eagles Dolphins. What do you think is going
to
happen in that game?
I think the Eagles will completely destroy the Dolphins. I think this is their game to come out. They'll get all their offensive weapons back. I think it's going to be 38-10, Philadelphia.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I can't argue too much of that. I mean, the Dolphins are terrible offensively. Terrible defensively. So there's really nothing in Miami's favor. So I'm going 31-14.
Oh, wow. 31-14.
Yeah, I think they get a garbage touchdown late. Because I think it's 31-7 late. They get a garbage touchdown making it 31-14.
We're kind of along the same line.
Yeah. Even though, man, if they do decide to go after Carson Wentz, it could. He is a turnover machine, that guy.
Yeah. And then the only thing, too, is Fitzpatrick, he kills the Eagles. Actually, any good quarterback kills the Eagles. Well, let me think about any quarterback.
You think he's a good quarterback?
It depends on the mood that he's in.
Yeah.
The actual day.
So many dog noises, right?
He's up and down. There are a lot of dog noises. I just want to let you know that while I was talking, Ollie was being chased by two huge boxers. And... I was trying not to laugh because it was pretty damn funny. Emily, what do you think about the game on Sunday?
Well,
what do you think, Em?
What was said so far?
What do you think about the Eagles and Dolphins game, Emily?
We talked about what we think. Well, what do you think what's your predicted score?
without knowing what you guys said, huh? I heard a 31 thrown in there.
You heard a 31?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let me think.
I think there might have been like, 14, 13, you know.
That's what you said?
108, something okay. like that. Yeah, there were other numbers thrown in there.
Okay. What was the Dolphins score last week?
I don't remember, but if I recall, it was pretty bad.
Okay. Who did they play?
Well, first of all, I don't even know who the hell they played.
Okay, so we're Emily, not going back.
They played Cleveland.
What was your question? Yeah, they got crushed by Cleveland. I think it was 41-24.
All right, so my guess for their score is going to be...
Seriously? Seriously.
I need a second.
You've been thinking about this for 10 minutes.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
All right.
The people just don't hear because it was edited out.
The Dolphins are going to score.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
13.
Okay.
And it's going to be. Eagles are going to be.
There was a 31 thrown out there, I think, at one
point. I know, but yeah. I don't think 31.
You're not going to say 31?
I'm going to go with...
Holy Christ.
24.
24 to 13.
Wow.
It took you that long to come
up. Yeah, I was trying to make sure the numbers matched.
What numbers
matched? It made sense. Like, if I just threw out a random score...
Well, what would be a random score? Say a random
score. Like 27.
Score. That's not random.
Could you get 27?
You could get 27.
25 is random.
Random, Emily.
25 to 10.
108 would be random. Which is, by the way, the number of senators.
Thank you. Shut up.
The number of senators per state in the U.S.
All right, so.
Next topic, Emily. What is the next topic, Emily, on the board?
How about the Eagles, how they're going to do moving forward after?
I thought it was Emily's bowel issue.
Well, yeah, you know what? That's right. That should jump the board. That should be the number one. Actually, it would be number two if you think about it.
Oh!
Anyway, I think it's completely disgusting. I think that she has issues.
That's nothing new, though.
That she should keep both cheeks on the seat, if you know what I'm talking about. And I think that I am embarrassed.
Can't be embarrassed if nobody knows.
But at the same time, completely in awe of you that could happen, and you could go on with your day.
Listen,
I mean, it really is impressive.
Don't call it a comeback. You know what I'm saying?
I'm impressed.
Okay.
Prediction: Eagles 24, Dolphins 20.
What? Really? Wow.
Really, really.
That's close. A lot closer. I said 31-14.
No, Eagles aren't going to score that many points. They don't have the.
I said 30. I said 38-13.
No.
They get everybody back this week, and Carson's going to let it hang out, baby.
They don't get everyone back this week.
Well, not everybody. Well,
and they don't have a bruising running back, but they're not going to use Sanders again.
I think you got to remember who they're playing to. I mean, this isn't like, you know, North Penn High School. This
wait,
is the Miami Dolphins.
Jay Ajayi going back to Miami? Is he going to light it
Jay
up?
Train.
He is going to run for 226 on 47 carries.
He used to do that on the reg down there.
They games. Are going to
that was when
the
he
Dolphins.
Had, you know, some cartilage in his knee.
They are going to destroy the Dolphins, and Evan will be crying in his Bloody Mary.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, I think it's going to get ugly. I do.
Well, it could get ugly if during the game.
I was reading about how bad Kalen Ballage has been this year. It's been terrible. And
who is he?
The
starting running back. Oh, he's a starting running back. Well, the Eagles have a very good rush defense.
Yeah, so already a decent running back might struggle, but wow. I want to say he's averaging like 3 yards a carry, under 3 yards a carry or something.
Mm-hmm. Now, during the game, Emily, will you be going number two? I mean, just tying all this in together. I mean, because you may be running. When J.H.I. is running into the end zone, you may be running to the bathroom. I'm just wondering which one you think is going to get to the bathroom. Because you know how they put like a chip in like a football player's shoulder pad to let them know how fast they're going?
Where they put it, in the shoulder?
They do, yeah. Yeah. I wonder if Emily will be running faster to the bathroom than J.H.I. will be running into the end zone. Any thoughts on this, Emily?
Or? No, remember, she doesn't even run to the bathroom. She just shits herself. She just takes a big old poop right in her.
Oh, man. Emily, is this true?
You know, you guys are acting as if no one else on the planet has ever sharted and had to rinse their underwear out in the sink.
At work.
In between.
Lunch. I can say I don't think a shart's going to be happening anytime soon again. I think I'm going to be playing it pretty safe, if you know what I mean. So,
just kind of like Doug Peterson's game plan.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
What do you want, King?
Okay. All right.
All right. AFC, NFC, championship game predictions, Super Bowl predictions, world champion prediction.
Hmm. You want to go first?
It's a long list of things here.
Two games.
Super Bowl champion also be the world champion?
I said AFC, NFC, championship game predictions, Super Bowl prediction game.
But the Super Bowl prediction would ultimately tell you who the world champion
is. No, your Super Bowl prediction would be like Ravens versus Eagles.
Ow!
And then, but that doesn't tell you who the world champion is going to be.
Right.
Well, in that matchup, it would. But
okay, so who's starting?
So I will go first because my opinion is really the only one that matters. But I right now, okay, right now, if Baltimore has home field advantage, nobody's beating their ass. I don't know why I just started to talk like I was on like down at like 14th and.
Beating their
ace. And I don't even know what other streets. 14th and Logan. But, no, I would say whatever team in the AFC gets home field advantage, they're winning it. So if the Patriots get home field advantage, which they still could, Baltimore's not going to beat them twice. They'll figure out a way to beat Lamar Jackson. If Baltimore gets home field advantage, they're going to win. That's my prediction. Which isn't really a prediction. But I don't even know. That could be the worst prediction I ever said. But no, I think I still am going to go with the Patriots. And in the NFC, I am going to go with the Saints. Because I think they're a more complete team offensively and defensively. The Packers blow. Minnesota is up and down. The Cowboys, I hate them. The 49ers are just defense. I don't trust their quarterback. I think the Saints. And I think Drew Brees is going to beat Tom Brady. And then Tom Brady's going to boo-hoo, cry. And then he's not going to come back with the Patriots. He's going to come back with the
L.A. Chargers.
Well, I don't know. All of a sudden, he started to talk like me. But yeah. I think he's going to come back with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Ooh. Then he'll break his leg in week 3. Gardner Minshew will replace him, and then he'll be the MVP, and then Jacksonville will win the Super Bowl next year. Minshew Mania 2.0. Well, what the hell was going on over there?
I think Callie died. And my prediction, Patriots winning the AFC.
Oh.
Doesn't matter if they're home or away, they're going to win.
Okay.
NFC Championship, if the playoff, I think the Seahawks are going to win the NFC West. I think the Niners have a really tough schedule. The Seahawks are going to win that division. They're going to play on the road in New Orleans in the NFC Championship win. I think we're going to have a Patriots-Seahawks rematch in the Super Bowl. And every day I'm rustling, winning another Super Bowl title. Number two. I think the Seahawks are winning the Super
Bowl. They're going to win. Seahawks are going to win. Where is this? Is it in Atlanta this year?
I don't even know. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, Brian.
What do you think, Gravy Boy?
I'll have to say it's going to be Ravens, Seahawks,
Super Bowl with Lamar Jackson showcasing his talents as a quarterback and a runner to win the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's a great prediction.
That's about it.
I don't think it's really that bold. I think it's like a very safe pick, which is something.
Safe would be picking the Patriots.
Well, you know what? No, it's not. No, it's not.
How's it not safe?
Because I said it was.
What?
I think taking Lamar Jackson to win the Super Bowl this year is bold, due to his youth and inexperience. It's not proven. For him to go win a Super Bowl this year, it's not proven. Guys don't do that. I mean, who has done that?
Yeah, but Ben won with his defense.
Wait, are you comparing
Lamar
Jackson's playing styles?
Absolutely not. But you said young quarterbacks don't win.
No. Let me rephrase. I wasn't saying just young quarterbacks. I'm saying young rushing quarterbacks do not go win Super Bowls. Other than Russell Wilson, who wasn't really young when he did it. Tell me who else has really done it in that fashion.
All I have to say is that this podcast was very cordial.
And it's about to get fucking until ugly.
And then Brian, entered the room.
It's more interesting this way. I think it's going to be tough.
First of all, I think Brian. Who's Ryan?
Oh, my God.
Who is Ryan?
That's fucked up.
First of all. First of all, I think Brian is wrong. He doesn't know what he's talking about. No, I'm joking. First of all, I think if you want to throw in a running quarterback, it would be Steve Young, but he was much more refined as Lamar Jackson. The reason why I will pick the Patriots over Lamar Jackson is he is a regular season quarterback. He is a Randall Cunningham type of quarterback.
You are making an assumption.
And my assumption is right. So I think that when it gets to playoff time, that Lamar Jackson will fold like a tent.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I honestly think it's more of I have more faith in Bill Belichick's coaching than I do right now in Lamar Jackson's playing to be able to beat the Patriots twice in one season. Like you had mentioned earlier, I don't think that's going to happen. Not because Lamar Jackson might not have a great game, but they are going to out-scheme them when they play, if they play again.
I completely agree. Now, do you think Andy Reid's team is going to win a playoff game? And if he doesn't, you think he's gone?
So they would be playing. They'd be the home team. They'd be playing a wild card team.
They could be playing Buffalo.
I think they would. I have faith that they would win the first round, but then they'd be going to either Baltimore or New England, and I don't see them winning. And as far as Andy Reid, I don't know. I don't know what his contract situation is like. Mm-hmm. But I think they need a young guy in there, to be honest. Like the Cliff Kingsbury model.
Mm-hmm.
The Matt LaFleur model. Some of these younger coaches that can relate a little more to the younger guys, I think. I don't know a whole lot about Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, but I feel like they have a good relationship. But I don't know. I'll be honest, I don't have faith in Andy Reid.
No, I don't have faith in Andy. The only time I have faith on Randy, Andy, and Randy.
My God, get your shit together.
A lot going on here today. The only time I have faith in Andy Reid is when he's sitting at the Thanksgiving table.
I have a lot of faith
in him. Yeah, he's going to eat a lot of turkey. But as far as coaching.
And, a lot of gravy?
Riding the gravy train. Well, I don't know his personal. I know he's married. I know he has three kids. He puts a lot of gravy on his turkey, but not so much in his personal life, if you know what I'm saying.
Puts a lot on the turkey.
But anyway, so Emily, what are you going to be thankful for? Or what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for everything.
Well, that's the most stupidest answer I've ever heard in my life.
What are you
thankful for? What happened at school a couple days ago?
I'm thankful for life. For life.
Again, that is...
I'm living.
No, that will have to narrow it down to one thing. And it has to include me. Narrow it down to one thing.
My family.
Well, again, that's kind of broad.
Well, you said one thing.
I know,
so.
But one person. That possibly could be sitting off to your left right now.
My mommy.
Well, this is true. She is sitting off your left. But I mean to your, like, left. To your exact, I mean to, like, right next to you. And don't lean away from me. No, I'm sure, Emily, that you're thankful for Evan.
Very thankful for Evan.
And I will be thankful for Evan if he does a good job with the green bean casserole. If he doesn't, then...
I still feel like a total fucking idiot.
Well, you know, you should. Because, A, it's like my favorite side dish, like, of all time on Thanksgiving.
I know, and then, it's up there for me, too.
Yeah, and then second of all... You're going to try and kill me with my favorite side dish. So I have mixed feelings about this. I don't know if I should even eat it tomorrow because who knows
if I don't slip that can of cream chicken in there.
Exactly. And who knows if they even actually went to the grocery store. Maybe they just went outside, put their coats on, stood out there.
I didn't see them leave.
Right. I didn't hear any car. And then they came back in and said, hi, we're back with cans. And it still could be cream chicken.
There was no hi, we're back with cans.
Right. And then... After I eat this cream of mushroom or whatever the hell, a green bean casserole, and it's like 3 weeks later, and I have no reaction, and they go, oh, guess what? You ate cream of chicken soup instead of cream of mushroom, and you're full of shit. You're not allergic to chicken.
Well, so maybe you wouldn't it be a bad test,
how you
know?
You treated the both of them over the last couple of weeks, and do you think they would want to?
Oh, I know they would. Oh, I know they would.
Oh, okay.
But I think what I'm going to do, and I figured it out, is I'm just literally going to be sick tomorrow morning. I'm going to make myself sick, and I'm not going to eat anything.
That's sad.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have. You're going to.
You're
going to
miss
casserole.
The entire Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah, because I'm afraid of the green bean casserole. I'm effed up in my head. It's like going to Burger King and not knowing if you have the Impossible Burger or the regular Whopper.
Brian,
I don't know.
Did you went to the Sixers opening night at home? Uh-huh. Was that cool?
It was.
I don't think we talked about that with you, did we?
No.
Yeah. Cool. I heard you say something.
That was really off tangent.
No, he was talking about Joel Embiid.
We were talking about casserole.
Kane, what do you have to say? I'm trying to involve everyone.
Well, Brian really should not be involved because Brian does not want to be involved.
This is true.
Unless you're an attendant at the Jefferson train station.
Oh, okay.
Then he wants to be involved.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yes, it is, as he's trying to kill me. And I don't know why he spoke like that.
Trying to kill me.
But anyway. And the podcast.
Keep going. You got to do your segment now.
What's my segment? All right, so this has been the first podcast of the Evan and Jimmy John show.
It's the E squared.
E squared.
This real is
with the Evan and the Big D.
Oh yeah,
Smokey and the Magnet Chief.
Smokey and the Big D.
Smokey and the Gouda Man. That would be our podcast.
I guess so. Cause that.
But anyway, this was fun. Emily, thank you for all that you've done.
Yeah.
I am thankful that I am living and I have not lost all my hair yet.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thankful for.
Yeah. Hold on to that for
And Evan is probably thankful that he realized that he was going to put cream of chicken in my green bean casserole.
I'm very thankful we talked about that.
I'm very thankful.
I would have been
too.
Bummed if you died.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet. Did you hear that? He'd be bummed if you died.
Well, half-hearted. That's a well. That
I would I mean, be bummed. You know, not devastated.
No, right. I know.
Not distraught. I'd be bummed, but I'd move on.
It
in
would
about
not
three
be
days.
A good day.
It would put a damper.
It would not
on
be
the
a
day.
Good day. But then the rest of the after the day would be bad.
But then the next day we would all get
he
up
would all moved on. He would feel bummed, but he would not feel he would not feel remorseful.
Okay, you get it out? You feel good?
Yeah, I do feel good. I feel really good. Toda green bean casserole, XP. All right,
do you guys have like a signature sign-off?
Yeah, my signature sign-off is going to be, howdy-ho, neighbor. All
right, Brian's sign-off. Now.
Brian, what's your sign-off?
Bye.
Brian's sign-off is grab a chain and leave the station.
Well, I just did mine, so.
Well, it was lame.
Evan, what's yours?
I'm going to do hey, well, we'll see you, bub.
Wow, that could be the worst. That's like something you say to like a third grader after they came in to get their hair cut and you gave them a lollipop. That really is pretty lame.
You know,
why does it have to be a third grader getting a haircut?
Well, because you're calling a kid bub. I mean, what are you going to call a 90-year-old man bub?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't because that's racist.
Bub. Racist.
Please give me the paper towels because something went down in Chinatown.
My sign off's gonna be yo.
God,
your sign off should be oops, I sharted. Gotta go.
No. I'm sign off because there's shit in my pants.
My sign off's gonna be I'll see you when I see you.
All right, and on the next episode, we talk about politics.
Oh!
Hey, we'll see you, Bob.